And now, ladies and gentlemen, hello,
John.
Hello, how are you, Daddy?
Not so good.
Why?
Just got out of bed, you know.
Oh, really? Well, I just left the hospital.
I tore a ligament in my back. Bowling.
Oh. Well, I suppose you heard about my
accident. Sunday was my toughest day. I couldn't get the doctor over, so I sent Snooks to the drugstore for some liniment.
Oh, liniment.
I was in agony, and she'd been gone over an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I was just about to call the druggist when I... Oh, my back. Oh, I'm not long for this world. Where is that child? Snooks! Snooks, is that you, Snooks?
Are you angry, Daddy?
I'm infuriated.
Then it ain't me. Go back.
Come here at once. Don't you dare leave this house.
I'm coming, Daddy. I'm coming as fast as I can. Hello, my poor little Daddy.
Go! My back. Snooks, you should have been here 45 minutes ago.
Why? What happened?
Nothing happened. Where have you been?
I stopped in the kitchen to bring you an orange. Can I have half?
All right, go on. Cut it in half.
I'll cut it right in the middle like this.
Snooks, I can see how you're cutting that. I want to remind you that the one who divides a thing should always give the bigger half to the other.
Yeah?
Yes.
Here, Daddy, you divide it.
I don't want it. You eat it. Oh, I'm miserable.
How did you get so sick?
I went bowling.
Oh! Are you a good bowler, Daddy?
Plenty good. I had to quit when I wrenched my back. But I just finished shooting a terrific score of 110. Where's my liniment?
Right here, Daddy.
Well, put it on the night table and leave. Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
Since when do they pack liniment in ice cream cartons?
Is that an ice cream carton?
You know it is.
Is it?
Liniment should be in a bottle.
Should it?
Yes.
The priorities have gotten everything, ain't it?
Oh, stop. I sent you for a bottle of liniment and you brought back an ice cream carton. Why?
The druggist didn't have no bottles.
That's a broken down excuse.
It's a broken down drugstore, Daddy.
Give me that carton, Snooks.
Here, Daddy. Right here.
Why, this stuff looks like melted chocolate. It even smells like it.
Tastes like it, too. I think it's chocolate liniment.
Snooks, this is ice cream. Chocolate ice cream. Now, why did you buy chocolate ice cream?
They didn't have vanilla.
Did you expect me to rub ice cream on my back? Answer me. Did you?
Uh-huh.
What for?
Well, if it didn't do no good, I was going to lick it off.
How much did this cost?
40 cents.
I gave you a dollar. Where's the change?
What change?
What change?
Yeah.
If you have a dollar and spend 40 cents, how much have you got left? Subtract it. Go on.
40 cents a dollar. Divide by 2.
And hurry.
Carry 1, 11 to 16, 29, and 8 cents tax. It comes out even, Daddy.
You should have 60 cents change.
Why?
Because 40 cents from a dollar leaves 60. Now, where is it?
Huh?
Snooks, you didn't spend that money.
Didn't I?
Oh, this is the last straw.
No, it ain't, Daddy. I got a pocket full of them. 2 of each soda.
And on top of everything else, you guzzle sodas.
No, Daddy.
Then what happened to the 60 cents?
Well...
Snooks, don't you dare fabricate any stories. I want the truth.
All right. I'll tell you the truth.
And quickly.
Well, give me a chance to make it up.
See? Trying to tell a falsehood to start with.
I have to, Daddy.
Oh, why do you have to?
Because if I tell you the truth, you won't believe me.
Yes, I will. What happened to the 60 cents? Just tell the truth.
All right, Daddy. First, I bought the ice cream, because I thought you would like some.
Yes.
And then I was going over to buy the liniment.
Yes.
And he dashed out of the phone booth and grabbed the 60 cents.
Who grabbed the 60 cents?
BBI.
baby eyes.
Uh-huh. And I tried to chase him, but 50 elephants got in front of me, and a big dragon hooked me by the nose and threw me on the top of an eagle, and he was just about to go and... Stop me, Daddy.
What for?
I think I'm going to tell a lie.
Impossible. Just stick to the facts like you've been doing. It's all true, isn't it? I think so.
Oh, Daddy, are you sick?
Never mind that. Go on with your story.
Well, the eagle was going to fly away, but me... But with me, and a big giraffe came along, and he reached up with his long neck, and he saved me, and then the eagle... What were you going to say, Daddy?
Keep talking. I want to hear this to the bitter end. I'll give you one more chance to confess.
All right, Daddy. I'll confess. I put the glue in your slippers. The rope's being...
Glue in my slippers?
Wait a minute. That's the wrong confession. What was he talking about?
What happened to my 60 cents? And this time the truth. Now go on!
Well, don't holler, Daddy.
All right. What did you do with the money?
I paid my income tax.
How many sodas did you buy?
Four.
Four sodas.
Four sodas.
Four sodas.
It ain't so much if you say it fast, Daddy.
No. How could you do such a thing?
I don't know what got into me. I knew it was wrong when I started, Daddy.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm. And when I bought the first soda, I knew it was wicked. So I cried.
Uh-huh.
Then I bought another one, and I cried some more.
Well?
Well, I kept crying and buying till the 60 cents.
Oh, go away. Go on, leave the room and get out of my sight.
Why?
You're a wicked child.
No.
I've forbidden you time and again to spend money that doesn't belong to you, haven't I?
Yes, Daddy.
And still you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember how Adam was punished for eating the forbidden fruit?
Mm-hmm.
How?
He got a wife.
Oh. And now you're adding to my mental anguish. Oh, my back.
Shall I rub some ice cream on it?
No. I don't know what to do with you. I'm too sick to spank you tonight.
Don't say that, Daddy.
I mean it. Leave me alone.
Spank me just once.
No, I can't raise my arm.
Well, throw ice cream at me.
I don't want to have anything to do with you at all. I don't like you anymore.
Come be a good girl, Daddy. Let me rub your back.
Oh, all right. Oh, wait a minute. Mix that stuff on the dresser. Maybe a hot poultice will help.
It looks like flour, Daddy.
It is flour.
Is it?
Mix it with a little hot water from that pitcher.
There ain't no water. It's milk. Shall I mix that?
Okay, anything. Make it pasty.
Let's put an egg in it and some salt and some pepper. Well, all shall
now, don't play around. My back's killing me. Stir it up well. And put it on that big piece of gauze.
Turn over, Daddy. I'll stick it on your back.
Oh. What? It feels horrible.
Oh.
Now, cover me up. Put the sun lamp on it for a few seconds.
Well, lie still now. Is your lamp too hot?
No, the heat feels good.
Can I look under the sheet?
Not yet. A few more seconds of the lamp. Oh, it's real hot.
The poultice seems to be getting bigger, Daddy.
Huh? Feels kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Have a look at it. Turn off the lamp and lift the sheet.
Daddy, what do you think?
What?
I baked the cake.
Oh.